Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Ayin Beis, the sixth parak, Eil Dvarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Yeshua said that the reason one is chayv achatas for shechting other karbanos on Shabbos for the sake of a muri tzibur, which are permitted to be brought on Shabbos, is sheyesh lan kitzbah. They have a limit. Rashi explains that the person should have been more attentive to notice that the Talmid was already brought, and therefore it was not his attempt to perform a mitzvah that caused the error, but rather his negligence in observing what had already been done. In the case of the Pesach, since there are numerous offerings present, it's reasonable to assume that the lamb before him is a Pesach. So on this topic, the Gemara challenges whether Rabbi Yeshua holds that wherever the mitzvah has a limit, the person would be chayv achatas, based on the Mishnah and Shabbos, where Rabbi Yeshua holds that if one had two infants, one to circumcise on Erev Shabbos, and one to circumcise on Shabbos, and the person forgot and circumcised the Erev Shabbos infant on Shabbos, he would be pater since he was tovah dvar mitzvah. He erred while attempting a mitzvah. Rabbi Amiya answered that at the time he circumcised the infant, there was still the Shabbos infant that preoccupied him, whereas in the case of the Tamid had already been offered. Therefore, there was no longer a mitzvah to preoccupy him. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish once said, if one confused a spit of noser meat with a spit of roasted sacrificial meat, and he ate the noser, he's chayv achatas. Rashi explains that although eating kadshim is a mitzvah, based on the pasuk v'alchu osam asher kupar bahem, and they shall eat them those who gained atonement through them, and the person erred while trying to perform a mitzvah, he's still liable achatas since no mitzvah resulted. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Shimon Lakish's statement by saying, Ishto nido bal chayv, yibimto nido bal pater. If one inadvertently had relations with his wife while she was a nida, he's liable chatas, whereas if he inadvertently had relations with his yavama while she was a nida, he's pater. The Gemara asks what the difference is between his yavama and his wife. In the case of yavama, he performs a mitzvah yibum during the act, and in the case of his wife, he also performs a mitzvah of procreation. So why then is he chayv when having relations with his wife? The Gemara clarifies that his wife was pregnant where there is no mitzvah of procreation. Even though we learn from Rava, chayv adam l'sameach ishto, but dvar mitzvah, if one sees that his wife desires him, he's chayv to give her joy with an additional mitzvah act. In this case, she was close to her veset, her menstrual period, when relations are forbidden. Therefore, the husband's intention could not have been to fulfill this mitzvah, and he's chayv achatas. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Yeshua said that the reason one is chayv achatas for shechting other karbanos on Shabbos for the sake of a muri tzibur, which are permitted to be brought on Shabbos, is sheyesh lan kitzbah. They have a limit. Rashi explains that the person should have been more attentive to notice that the Talmid was already brought, and therefore it was not his attempt to perform a mitzvah that caused the error, but rather his negligence in observing what had already been done. In the case of the Pesach, since there are numerous offerings present, it's reasonable to assume that the lamb before him is a Pesach. So on this topic, the Gemara challenges whether Rabbi Yeshua holds that wherever the mitzvah has a limit, the person would be chayv achatas, based on the Mishnah and Shabbos, where Rabbi Yeshua holds that if one had two infants, one to circumcise on Erev Shabbos, and one to circumcise on Shabbos, and the person forgot and circumcised the Erev Shabbos infant on Shabbos, he would be pater since he was tovah dvar mitzvah. He erred while attempting a mitzvah. Rabbi Amiya answered that at the time he circumcised the infant, there was still the Shabbos infant that preoccupied him, whereas in the case of the Talmid had already been offered. Therefore, there was no longer a mitzvah to preoccupy him. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish once said, if one confused a spit of noser meat with a spit of roasted sacrificial meat, and he ate the noser, he's chayv achatas. Rashi explains that although eating kadshim is a mitzvah, based on the pasuk v'alchu osam asher kupar bahem, and they shall eat them those who gained atonement through them, and the person erred while trying to perform a mitzvah, he's still liable achatas since no mitzvah resulted. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Shimon Lakish's statement by saying, Ishto nido bal chayv, yibimto nido bal pater. If one inadvertently had relations with his wife while she was a nida, he's liable achatas, whereas if he inadvertently had relations with his yavama while she was a nida, he's pater. The Gemara asks what the difference is between his yavama and his wife. In the case of yavama, he performs a mitzvah yibum during the act, and in the case of his wife, he also performs a mitzvah of procreation. So why then is he chayv when having relations with his wife? The Gemara clarifies that his wife was pregnant when there is no mitzvah of procreation. Even though we learn from Rava, chayv adam l'sameach ishto, but dvar mitzvah, if one sees that his wife desires him, he's chayv to give her joy with an additional mitzvah act. In this case, she was close to her veset, her menstrual period, when relations are forbidden. Therefore, the husband's intention could not have been to fulfill this mitzvah, and he's chai b'chatas. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Ayin Beis, and this simra comes to us by way of Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester, who suggested Ayin Beis is of thick, so he suggested a thick piece of cake. A thick piece of cake, so here goes. After performing the bris on the wrong baby, the father was so distressed that he mistakenly ate from the spit of noser meat instead of sacrificial meat. And then he brought a thick piece of cake to his yavama instead of his wife. Once again, in slow motion. After performing the bris on the wrong baby, the father was so distressed that he mistakenly ate from the spit of noser meat instead of sacrificial meat. And then he brought a thick piece of cake. Thick piece of cake? That must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis. After performing the bris on the wrong baby, which reminds us, the Gemara challenges whether Rabbi Yeshua holds that wherever the mitzvah has a kitzvah, has a limit, the person would be chayav achatas, based on a Mishnah on Shabbos, where Rabbi Yeshua holds that if one had two infants, one to circumcise on Erev Shabbos, and one to circumcise on Shabbos, and the person forgot and circumcised the Erev Shabbos infant on Shabbos, he would be patur, since he was tov b'dvar mitzvah, he erred while attempting a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yami answered that at the time he circumcised the infant, there was still the Shabbos infant that preoccupied him, whereas in the case of the tummy, it had already been offered, therefore there was no longer a mitzvah to preoccupy him. So after performing the bris on the wrong baby, the father was so distressed that he mistakenly ate from the spit of noser meat instead of sacrificial meat, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish once said that if one confused the spit of noser meat with a spit of roasted sacrificial meat, and he ate the noser, he's chai v'chatas. Rashi explains that although eating kadshim is a mitzvah based on the pasuk, v'achu osam asher kupar b'hem, and they shall eat them, those who gained atonement through them, and the person erred while trying to perform a mitzvah, he's still chai v'chatas since no mitzvah resulted. So after performing the bris on the wrong baby, the father was so distressed that he mistakenly ate from the spit of noser meat instead of sacrificial meat, and then he brought a thick piece of cake to his yavama instead of his wife. Which reminds Rabbi Yochum responded to Rabbi Shimon Lakish's statement by saying that if one inadvertently had relations with his wife while she was anita, he's chayav achatas. Whereas if he inadvertently had relations with his yavama while she was anita, he's pater. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the yavama and his wife? In the case of the yavama, he performs a mitzvah yibum during the act, and in the case of his wife, he also performs a mitzvah of procreation. So why then is he chayav when having relations with his wife? So the Gemara clarifies that his wife was pregnant where there is no mitzvah of procreation, even though we learn from Rava, Chayv Adam Usamech Ishto B'dvar Mitzvah. If one sees that his wife desires him, he's chayv to give her joy with an additional mitzvah act. In this case, she was close to her veset, her menstrual period, when relations are forbidden. Therefore, the husband's intention could not have been to fulfill this mitzvah, and he's chayv achatas. So once again, after performing the bris on the wrong baby, the father was so distressed that he mistakenly ate from the spit of noser meat instead of sacrificial meat. And then he brought a thick piece of cake to his yavama instead of his wife. All right, now it's time for four blot ba'ach chazor. Daf Samaches, so the simper Daf Samaches is schach. So here goes. The sukkah cover was schach. Schach, that must mean we're on Daf Samaches. The sukkah cover was schach and filled with dead people who had come back to life, which reminds us that the Braisa taught from a pasuk, ani amis v'achiyeh, I put to death and I make live, mechatzti v'ani erpa, I have wounded and I will heal. We learned just as wounding and healing are performed upon a single person, for only those who wounded can be healed, so too are death and life performed upon a single person. Mikan tshuva la'omrim ein tchias amesim in the Torah. From here, we have a refutation to those that say tchias amesim is not derived from the Torah. And the Braisa continues that we learn from the order of the pasuk that Hashem teaches that in the beginning, who I will put to death, I will make live, and only afterwards, who that is wounded, I will heal. Thus, when those that died with afflictions will be revived, it will be with their wounds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's healing will only come afterwards. So the sukkah cover was schach and filled with dead people who had come back to life was divided into two sections, one for eating and one for learning, which reminds us, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehazan and Rabbi Yeshua on how to observe a chag. Rabbi Yochanan says they both darshan with the same sukkim. One pasuk states, Atzeres Hashem Elkecho, there should be an assembly to Hashem your God, which implies that one should observe the chag by consecrating himself to Hashem's service. The other pasuk states, Atzeres Tiyelechem, there should be an assembly to you, which implies you shall observe the chag by partaking of physical pleasures. Rabbi Yezer holds the psukim off to two portions, O kul Hashem, O kul Hachem, by devoting it either exclusively to Hashem or exclusively to yourselves. Rabbi Yeshua holds, Chelkeo, Chetzio Hashem, Vechetzio Hachem, divide the day by devoting half of it to Hashem and half of it to yourselves. So the sukkah covered with schach and filled with dead people who had come back to life was divided into two sections, one for eating and one for learning, and featured a rabbi making a siman on his learning every 30 days. which reminds us, the Gemara relates about Reb Sheshes, Kotrasin Yomi Mahadele Talmudah. Every 30 days, he would review his learning, and he would stand and lean on the bolt of the doorway and exclaim, Chadai Navshai, rejoice my soul, rejoice my soul. Lach Karai, Lach Tanai, for you I've read, for you I've learned. The Gemara asks if this is true, that one's Torah learning only benefits the Talmud Chacham who learns it, and clarifies that even though the existence of Shemayim V'Arts are dependent on Limud Torah, initially when a person undertakes Limud Torah, he undertakes it with himself in mind. Daf Samach Tes, so the Simra Samach Tes is a chimney sweep covered in soot. So here goes. The friends of the chimney sweep who was covered in soot and tameh were upset when they heard Hazal was not Docha Shabbos and had to tell him that he didn't need to eat the Karban Pesach nor bring the Chagiga. Once again in slow motion. The friends of the chimney sweep who was covered in soot, chimney sweep covered in soot, that must be on Daf Samach Tes. The friends of the chimney sweep who was covered in soot and tameh were upset when they heard Hazal was not Docha Shabbos, which reminds us that after Rab explained the reason that Hazal is not Docha Shabbos is it's a gezerah shem yitrena arba amos b'shus of Rabim, it's a decree lest one inadvertently come to take the water and transport it dalat amos in Rishus of Rabim, the Gemara asks that Rebbe Eliezer should let him transport it since he holds makshiri mitzvah Docha Shabbos. Preliminaries of a mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, and answers that Rebbe Eliezer's statements only in a situation when the person himself is fit to perform the mitzvah, and an obligation to do so, therefore, lies upon him. But here in the case of Hazal, where the person himself, being Tame, is not presently fit for the mitzvah, the obligation to perform it doesn't lie upon him. And Rashi explains that Hazal cannot be viewed, therefore, as a makshir for the mitzvah. So the friends of the chimney sweep, who was covered in soot and Tame, were upset when they heard Hazal was not Docha Shabbos, and had to tell him that he didn't need to eat the Karban Pesach, which reminds us, Abai challenged the above explanation for why Rabbi Yezer holds Hazal is not Docha Shabbos, because Rabbi Yezer holds that an Aral shalom ma'al on his Karis, an Aral that does not circumcise himself in time to bring a Pesach is punished with Karis. Here the person is not fit to bring the Pesach, yet we see that a Chiyuv is on him to make himself fit. Rabbi answers that Hazal is primarily done to permit one to eat the Pesach, and the rule is, achilas psakim l'makva, consumption of the Pesach is not essential for one to fulfill his chiyuv. Now, Rav Ada bar Abba challenged Rav that if this is so, that one in the seventh day of being a Tamei Mace brings a Pesach without Hazah, then it will result in a Pesach l'shechtet shulol ochav, for those unable to eat it, which should make the carbon puzzle. So Rav responded that shulol ochav is referring to people who are sick and elderly, who are actually unfit to eat the carbon, whereas in this case, he is perfectly fit, but he's just simply unprepared. So the friends of the chimney sweep, who was covered in soot and tameh, were upset when they heard Hazal was not Tocha Shabbos, and had to tell him that he didn't need to eat the Karban Pesach, nor bring the Chagiga. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Emes HaMevi Chagigima, when does one bring a Chagiga with the Pesach? Bezman Shubal B'chol B'taru B'muat, when the Pesach is brought on a weekday, impurity, referring to when the nation as a whole is taur, and when the Pesach is insufficient to fully satiate those registered on it. It's not offered when the Pesach is brought on Shabbos, when the portions are large and sufficient, and when the Pesach is brought in a state of Tumah. It's also different than the Pesach in so much that it can be brought from sheep, cattle, or goats, whether male or female, and may be eaten over 2 days and one night. Daf Ein, so the Simmer Daf Ein is a one-eyed Martian. So here goes. The one-eyed Martian, that must mean we're on Daf Ein. The one-eyed Martian was told that a Pesach and a Chagiga are treated the same, which reminds us that Rav once taught Techiah, his son, that Ben Tema's reason for holding that a Chagiga is like a Pesach and that it's eaten only one day and the following night is based on the Pasuk, V'lo yalinu aboka zevach chag ha-Pesach. And you should not leave over the offering of the chag ha-Pesach until the morning. Zevach chag, zeh Chagiga. The words offering the chag refers to the Chagiga, ha-Pesach, zeh Pesach. The word ha-Pesach refers to the Pesach. And the end of the Pasuk states about both of them, V'lo yalin, you should not leave over. The Gemara goes on to determine that Ben Tema holds that a Chagiga is similar to the Pesach in that it needs to be eaten roasted and must come from sheep or goats. And it's inconclusive whether Ben Tema holds the mitzvah not to break a bone of the Pesach also applies to the Chagiga. So the one-eyed Martian was told that a Pesach and a Chagiga are treated the same by some guy in the south who lived with his son, which reminds us that Yehuda ben Dortai moved to the south with his son because he held a Chagiga was also Docha Shabbos, and since he knew that he would not be permitted to bring it, he moved to a distant place to exempt himself. Rav said that ben Dortai based his opinion on the Pasuk v'zavach the Pesach Hashem al-kecha tzon u'bakar, you shall slaughter the Pesach to Hashem, your God, flocks and cattle. Now, tzon refers to the Pesach, and Bakar refers to the Chagiga, and the Pasuk implies that the Chagiga has the same din as the Pesach. Rav Ashi explained that the Pasuk can be taught according to Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avo, that since the Pesach cannot be brought from Bakar, the Pasuk is coming to teach about Moser Pesach, Yeludavar Abba Minatzomina Bakar, the leftover Pesach, that it should be brought as a carbon that comes from all types of flocks and cattle, meaning a shlamim. Rashi explains that a leftover Pesach was one that was lost and subsequently found after another one was brought. It's offered as a shlamim, or the person was makdish money to purchase a Pesach, and then the Pesach decreased in value, so the extra money is used to purchase a shlamim. So the one-eyed Martian was told that a Pesach and a Chagigah are treated the same by some guy in the south who lived with the sun, was informed by the rabbis that Chagigah is different, and not Docher Shabbos. Which reminds us that the Gemara asks why the Rabban held that a Chagigah is not Docher Shabbos. It's certainly a carbon seaborne in so much that it's brought en masse. Rabbi Eli said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Sefer that with reference to bringing the Chagigah on Sukkahs, the Pasuk states, V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem shivas yam v'shana, and you shall celebrate it as a holiday for Hashem 7 days of the year. Now, are there only 7 days on which the Chagigah can be offered? Clearly, there are 8 days of the Chag, and yet the Pasuk leaves out 1 day. So from here we see that a Chagigah is not Docher Shabbos. Daf Ein Av. So the Simran Ein Av is a donkey going E-R. E-R, we use a donkey driver. So here goes. This simple donkey driver, that must be on Daf Ein Aleph. This simple donkey driver was disheartened when he was told the shlamim he shakti before Yantav could not be used for his chagigah or a simcha, which reminds that Ula said in the name of Elazar that a voluntary shlamim which one shakted erev Yantav, if he delayed eating until the next day, he doesn't fulfill his chiv to partake of a shlamim simcha, nor his chiv to bring a chagigah. The Gemara explains that the already shakted shlamim cannot serve as a shlamim simcha, for it's written regarding the shlamim simcha b'zavakta b'samakta, and you shall shak the shlamim and rejoice, be in zvicha b'shas simcha b'leika. We need the shchita to occur at the time of simcha. In this case, it does not, for the shlamim which is brought before the chag. Likewise, he cannot fulfill his chiyah for the chagigah because habi davar shebechova. B'chol davar shebechova ein ba'al minachun. For the chagigah is something which is mandatory, and it's a call that any mandatory offering may come only from unconsecrated property. The Gemara later brings Rabbi and reported that Rabbi Elazar said that one would fulfill his chiyah for the shalmi simcha. So this simple donkey driver was disheartened when he was told the shlamim he shakti before Yantav could not be used for his chagigah or a simcha. His chagigah emurim became possible from lina, which reminds us of Rav Kahana said we learned that the emurim, the chagigah of the 15th, become possible lina from the pasuk of lo yalin chel v'chagiyat boker, nor shall the fat of my chagigah remain all night until morning, with some chlei reishis. And next to this phrase, in the next pasuk, it says the word first, reishis. By mentioning first, the Torah means to say that this morning, of which the previous pasuk speaks, is Boker Rishon, the first morning after the Chagigah Shechted, not the second morning. So we see from here that the Emurim become Pasul at the dawn following the Shechita of the Chagigah. So this simple donkey driver was disheartened when he was told the Shlamim he Shechted before Yantav could not be used for his Chagigah or Simcha. His Chagigah Emurim became Pasul from Lina, and to top it off, he was about to be Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that all other Zvachim that one Shechted as a Pesach, if they're the kind of animals that are not suitable to serve as a Pesach, one is chai v'chatus for shechting them on Shabbos. But if they're the kind of animals that are suitable for a Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer says one is chai v'chatus, since they're not in fact a Pesach, whereas Rabbi Yeshua exempts him from a chatus. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a toa b'dvar mitzvah pater, one who errs and transgresses while attempting to perform a mitzvah, and who does in fact perform somewhat of a mitzvah, though not one that overrides Shabbos, is pater from a chatus. In this case, the person did perform somewhat of a mitzvah, since most karbanas brought lo l'shmo are valid for their original designation. Rabbi Ezra holds Toba Dvar Mitzvah Chayiv, one who errs in a mitzvah is Chayiv. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches, Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which topic when the Bentema holds that a Chagigah is similar to a Pesach, that it is eaten only for a single day and the following night? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 2. Which topic when the Rabbi Yeshua holds that in the case of being mauled, the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, the father was Toba Dvar Mitzvah because he was preoccupied with the Shabbos baby? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do you learn that Hillel taught the B'nai Basera that a Pesach was Docher Shabbos from Mo'odo, which is stated by the Tamid and the Pesach? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do you learn why Yehuda ben Dortai held that a Chagigah is Docher Shabbos? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do you learn the Hazah is done to permit one to eat the Pesach and Achila the Pesach is not Ma'akev? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do you learn that the source of the Chagigah is not Docher Shabbos comes from the Pasuk that states it should be brought 7 days of the Chag, not 8? That's on Daf Ayin. Good number seven. Which of the women is chai b'chatas of being with his wife b'shogeg who was a nida, but not with the yavama b'shogeg who happened to be a nida, since he was told by dvar mitzvah. That's on daf. Ayin beis. Good number eight. Which daf do we learn? It's malchokas. Rabbi Gazan, Rabbi Shua. Whether one mistakenly brings other kabbanas as a pesach, which are of the same kind on Shabbos, is considered a toa b'dvar mitzvah. That's on daf. Ayin off. Good number nine. Which of the one the chagiga is brought with the pesach b'chol b'tahar u'b'muat? That's on daf. Samach tes. Good. And number 10. Which of the one the emurim of the chagiga of the 15th become pasul with lina? That's on daf. Ayin off. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of the one about the importance of treating sons equally? That's on daf. Yud and Shabbos. Good. Number two. Which daf discusses taking shortcuts through the shul? That's on daf. Samech Beis and Brach is good. And number three. Which daf do we discuss Akora Meshucha Utaluya? That's on daf. Tess and Erevin. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.